Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Bullshittery Podcast. I am your host, Mackenzie Barman, as usual. And I'm not going to lie, this is like my third time recording the intro because I just can't seem to shut up today. I'm making it way too long. So I'm going to cut right to the chase. I got to interview one of my comedy heroes this week, and maybe that's why this is ending up so long, because I'm just so excited and thrilled. I got to interview Cole Escola, and Cole is such an amazing actor, writer, comedic character, hero, and icon. I've admired their work for years, and I'm not even going to spoil what we talked about. I'm just going to let you guys listen and do your thing. We talked about a lot of awesome things, and I just really admire their work. If you have not watched their solo show, it's a sketch comedy show. It's a special on YouTube. Please do. It's called Help, I'm Stuck. I watched it again yesterday because I just needed to refresh my memory. And wow, it does not disappoint. If you love comedy and if you love me, you're going to love it. It's psychotic, just like me. Anyway, I'm going to let you listen. Leave a 5-star rating and review if you like this. And if you don't, just don't say anything at all. I'm sensitive. I'll cry. Anyway, no, I won't, but I probably will. All right. I love you. Bye.
Hi. Did we do it?
We're doing it.
I did it right?
You did it right.
Okay. Okay, great.
Oh my gosh, Cole. Everybody, this is Cole. Cole Escola, right? It's Escola?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. I wanted to make sure I pronounced your name right. I need to gush about you for just a second because
I've
been into you for the longest time. When I created this podcast, you were like one of the first names that popped into my head that I was like, I'm doing this so that I can meet Cole. So
that's so sweet. You're insane.
I am. Yeah.
Great.
And a lot of that comes from you, you know?
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
You inspire me. And everybody your mom orange juice commercial, was, I think, one of the first things that I saw that I was like, oh, that's what I want to be. That's what I want to do. You know?
Wow, really?
Really, truly. I was like, that's comedy.
Oh, well, that was a long time ago.
It sure was.
Yeah.
I was in college, I think, when it came out. And I watched it all of the time, but I couldn't remember who I watched it with. But I'm so happy you're here.
They're dead now, probably.
They definitely are. Everyone that I knew back then has passed.
Is gone. Yeah, well, it's been a long time. Cole is my free pass. Who's a free pass? Oh, like that.
Yeah. Like,
okay.
And we're seeing different audiences. So you're seeing your comments and I'm seeing my comments.
Okay. See, I learn something new every day. Huh? Okay.
This is such a special moment. I can't even tell you. I'm so excited that you're here.
Thanks. Thanks for asking me to do it.
Thank you.
I didn't have anything else to do today, so
have you been I really needed this.
I've been waiting all day for this. I've been sitting in front of my phone.
Just right here, right?
Right here.
That's right here. Kind of like what I expect from my guests, so
mm-hmm.
Yeah. The headphones are great. Are they attached? Are they sewn on?
They are sewn on. I wear them for everything. I never take them off, really. They're noise canceling, and I prefer to always have noise canceled.
Yeah, so you can't hear me at all. Good.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
He's joking. We're joking. I'm a comedian. Somebody said Mackenzie and Cole are like Franks and Beans, peas and carrots.
Are those people? Is that a band?
I think that they were a group in the 80s, and then there was this tragedy, and thus we were born.
The boat. Someone says, Cole, let us know what's happening. This is Mackenzie Barman's podcast. Would you call this a podcast?
Yes, it is a podcast, and it will be available everywhere tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm just a guest. I'm just a guest. I'm here to promote my new book.
Yeah, they're guesting on my podcast, and I'm honored. So if you're coming from Cole's, just give me a follow. If you're here, give Cole a follow. You can't go wrong.
Don't follow me. I'm gonna get banned from TikTok any second. I have an account warning on my account.
Do you really?
I do.
I love that. TikTok
Thanks.
is fun like that. It's really like
Yeah.
a crapshoot, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's get into it.
Go for it.
I want to know everything about you. Everything. So we'll probably be here for like a few days. So
Great.
if I hope you've eaten beforehand.
I haven't eaten today at all, so
Oh,
this is
good.
perfect. Yeah.
That's actually really what I love to hear. So I'm so happy about that. So when did you, how did you begin? How did you like find, when did you kind of realize like, oh, like I'm a genius. I'm a genius of comedy.
I really don't like I never wanted to be funny. I really just wanted to be like pretty and wear gorgeous gowns. But
Well,
then
you
I
are and
was,
you do.
thank you. And then I was made fun of so much that I was like, well, I guess I have to start doing this. And then I moved to New York, and I thought, well, I can't be an actor because everyone's an actor and I'm not as good as them. And so then I just started making YouTube videos back when YouTube was TikTok, basically.
I'm moving closer so we can be closer to each other.
Great. And then and then I started making YouTube videos with my friend Jeffrey Self, and then we had a sketch show on Logo Network on Fridays at midnight, and then the rest is history,
Wait, what was
as
the
they
timeline of
say.
all of that? Like you started making YouTube videos and then Logo, how what was that like? How long was
We started making YouTube videos in like 2007, and then in like maybe 2008 we did a live show and Logo came to see it. Some executives at Logo came to see it. And they asked us to make vlogs for their website, and like half hour vlogs, but we don't
Okay.
really, that's not really what we did. And so we just made a sketch show on like a little MacBook computer, and sent that into them, and they were like, oh cool, we'll put it on, we're actually going to put it on TV on Fridays at midnight.
Stunning.
And so that's how that happened. But we weren't paid extra or anything. I think we made $1,000 each for the first season, six episodes that we made on iMovie.
Oh my God. Well, that sounds about right. I feel like you always hear these stories about people making like $0 when they have a first season of something. I love that.
This was 'cause this wasn't even union,
Oh yeah.
and
Were you union at
yeah.
the time or were you?
No, we
Okay.
weren't. This was like, we were like 22, and
Okay.
so yeah, we were just excited to have a TV show though, you know?
I mean, that's
Of
huge.
course.
At 22, I'm waiting, baby, and I'm
I
48.
mean, it wasn't even a real show. I mean, it was on TV, but like, you know, no one watched it.
Is it available now?
But
I
it
want to
meant
watch
something. I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know how to watch anything on anywhere.
Yeah, me either.
I don't even have Netflix.
I don't even know how I'm here, to be
I
honest.
don't, But that's the boring story. That's it.
No, I don't think there's anything boring about it. I'm really curious about like when you started making YouTube videos, how did you kind of find your like quote unquote voice? Because you have such an amazing, unique comedic style. Never been done before. Like, how did you find it? I love that.
I just did what I just make what I I think is funny,
Yeah.
and hope that other people like it. It's so boring. I'm so sorry. I wish I had a better answer for you, like
No,
I
boring.
crafted it.
Just lie. Just lie, you know? Just lie.
Okay. Oh God, now I have to think of a good lie. Okay, ask me
Yeah,
another question and
facts.
I'll lie.
No, I just yeah, no, the Mom Orange Juice commercial I think was the first thing that I saw of yours. And I feel like it must have been something that just popped up like on my and I've seen like all of your I mean I've seen your special. I watched the whole thing actually earlier today just because I needed a refresher of like the genius of it.
That's so sweet.
And I think
Thanks.
that I think that I like memorized it. I can't remember now because it truly was a while ago, but I like memorized it and I was like, this is the best thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, that's it. I'm just obsessed with
Thanks.
it.
Thanks.
You're welcome. And I was okay, end of interview, guys. Thank you so much for
Oh,
coming.
great.
So, okay, you've done a lot of TV work now. You've been on so many things. You're a writer too. How did you Was Logo kind of like the catapult into working in television?
That was the thing that made me realize, oh, I guess I could do this for like because but because like I said, I thought that I was gonna be like a pastry chef. That was like my plan. Because again, I thought like, well, there's nothing special about me. I'm just like gay and I want attention and I live in New York like everybody else. But then doing the Logo show was like, oh, I guess I am. I guess I could do something with this. But I wasn't, that didn't like catapult us into TV. Like I still like after that and even during it, I still had my day job at a bakery.
So you were pastry chefing
No, I was just like I was a counter person at a
Oh,
bakery.
okay,
You know.
cool.
Yeah. I didn't get to do it. I frosted a lot of cupcakes, but that's it.
That ain't nothing. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, I mean, I also did, I don't know who this podcast is for, if it's for Disney Plus or anything. But I
Nice.
did sex work a lot too during those days
Oh my God,
back when.
I had no idea. That's gorgeous.
Yeah, it was, that was, the days of Craigslist back then.
Oh,
Yeah.
you know, I never venture onto Craigslist really, unless I'm looking for a used car, you know?
Well, I was that used car for a while.
Listen, that's bad.
Yeah.
When did you, so, okay. So when did things really start happening for you? Like when were you like, oh, okay, I'm doing this. Like this is happening now.
I guess it was like season two of Difficult People is when I was like I think that after that, I didn't have a day job anymore.
Those residuals,
So,
baby.
oh yeah, those residuals. No, because then that's also when I started doing writers' rooms too. Because I knew like it's harder to be an actor than it is to be a writer. Like
Yeah.
if you can write, then you should absolutely pursue that because if you're acting, you're only right for like a tiny percentage of roles, whereas like if you don't have to like look a certain type to be able to
Yeah.
write. You know what I mean?
That's actually, you know, I think I'm curious about this with you. Like, I feel like I struggle because I love to write too. I don't really script out anything that I do, but I love to sit and write random shit. So I have thought about the writing journey as well. But I feel like I'm like, how do I write outside of my own head, out of my own voice? And how did you do that?
Well, you do write. What you, I mean, even if you don't do it in a like, you do script out what you say, even if you're like reverse engineering it, that's just your process. So you absolutely, and you do write for lots of characters too that you play.
Yeah.
So you're a liar. is what I'm saying. Like, you can write for other,
True. You're right. So I'm gonna go with that.
Yeah, I mean, you have, I think that being an actor helps writing because then you can, you imagine acting it, and just like trying to write for like make every role like fun for someone to act, or at least make it fun for you to act, so that way, but you already do that, so you. It's just the like putting that in the right like screenplay format, which is easy. That's the easy part.
Yeah, true. Do you when you're I think my problem is like I'll write all these characters out, but in my mind, it's for me. Like I'm gonna play all the roles. So do you write like that? Like you're playing all these roles and then you just kind of dish them out to other, like people can just grab them later.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, I find that's when I write the best is when, or like, I write, if I'm writing for myself, then I know like I'm taking care of it, like so that it'll hopefully be good. If I'm writing thinking like, oh, it doesn't matter, this person's just setting me up for my punchline, like that isn't gonna be a good part, So, yeah.
I love that. Because I love your collaborative relationship with Amy Sedaris. You two are so good together. And I know that you met on the set of Difficult People. When did you guys kind of forge your collaborative life?
So we met on the set of Difficult People, and I had like the last line of this scene, and I was just like really wanted to like she's been a hero of mine for forever. But it's that thing of like I don't know, when I really admire someone, I don't want to like try to be their friend because I'm like if it's gonna happen, it will happen. Like I wanted her to like want to like hoped that she would like me, but I didn't want to like, infringe on her. But I really like just kept improvising new lines to end the scene to try and make her laugh. And then and I did, and it was just like heaven to make her laugh. And then after that, I was in Oregon, and my on visiting my family, and my because my dad, who I had been estranged from, it's a long story, but he was passing away, and I got this invite to do a podcast that Amy, like a live podcast at the Bell House that Amy was going to be on also, and I had just filmed with her in Difficult People like a month before, and I was like, oh, I really want to see her again. So I was like, bye, Dad. Good luck with death. I ended up going back, but it is like I did go back early to do the podcast, and like then we hung out, and then for some reason I had just come from that, and so I told her what was going on, and she started making fun of me immediately, and like she did this bit where she was like pretending like she was gonna go on stage and talk about her dad dying, like stealing all of my details, and
All of
it was
drama.
so dark and so sick, and I was like, oh my God, this is exactly what I want.
Yes,
And then
twisted. So, like, in the best way, because I love twisted shit. It's the best.
she was and she the fact that like on our second meeting she was making fun of my dying father, I was like, oh, like we're friends. And then she like reached out to me like maybe a year, maybe less after that about like, oh, I have an idea for my new show, like this character that's my next door neighbor, we're writing it for you, 'cause she had seen the orange juice commercial. And then
It was
and then oh
really fun.
thanks
You're welcome.
and we So I acted on that, and then in the second and third seasons, I was also in the writer's room for it. So I got to hang out with her every day during that.
Intimidating? Was it like, or were you like, no, this is just meant to be. Like, we're good.
Was, well, because we had like a job to do and like something to focus on, it was just like, yeah, just felt normal and natural. And but yeah, she still like makes me laugh more than anyone, and so I'm just giddy anytime I'm with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Church Party, I mean, one of the best comedy shows I think ever. I binged that show in like maybe 3 or 4 days. And the last, I mean, it was so twisted. How was that experience? Because it's truly, it was such a good fucking show.
It was yeah, it was fun. It was hard because I had to be really mean to Alia, and that was actually like it made me feel bad after we were like the scene when I had to like pour honey on Meredith.
Yeah, who I also love.
That yeah, I had like I just felt like garbage after doing that to her. Like, yeah. So there was a lot of that, like where I had to like do mean, crazy things, like force Aunt Dowd to eat chicken nuggets. But I was also I filmed season three of Amy Sedaris's show and Search Party season four at the same time. So it was like Monday through Thursday, I would be at on Amy's show, and then Friday it's Search Party or whatever other way around. But so it was really funny that I was doing both of those at the
Yeah.
same time, and especially that I played like a version of Susan Sarandon in a red wig on Search Party, and Chassie also in a red wig on Amy's show. And I was just like, oh, like I remember when I was like starting out, I did this interview with a guy who asked me who my heroes were, and I was like Charles Bush and Amy Sedaris, and he was and in the piece that he ended up writing, which was like kind of mean for some reason, he was like, I don't know,
I'll kill him.
he's fine, he's a music critic now, but he was like, I don't know what kind of if they're like what that career looks like what does a career like Charles Bush and Amy Sedaris look like? And so and then it just during that time I was like, oh, here I am playing two redheaded women at the same time. Yeah, so it was really special, and I haven't worked since.
That's right, baby.
That's
No.
right.
And I, okay, so talking, moving into your special, I wanted to ask you, Clay, I have a question about it. I have a good question about it. Can't find it. Oh, I wanted to know, okay, moving, I'll get to that. When you're creating new characters, is there specific, what does that creative process look like? Do they just come into your brain? Is there a specific like wig or prop that like drops you in? Like I know for me, like if I just put a filter on my face, I will just suddenly become that person. And that's the
Yeah.
kind of. So what's your what does that look like?
Yeah, it's usually a voice or like a phrase or like something about that didn't sit right with me. Like that, just some sort of like brainworm seed that starts the rest of it. Or sometimes it's a wig. Yeah, it's whatever. It comes from anything.
Yeah, your wig work is just astounding, truly.
Thanks. I was just born with the right face for wigs. It's
You
not
really,
really my.
you have a good head for wigs. Not everybody does.
Thanks. It's hard. It is hard. I
Do you
can
have a,
acknowledge my privilege in that.
good.
Thank you.
do you have a favorite wig?
I don't. I like being able to change them.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I need to get more wigs. I think one of the interviews, I was reading something that you had talked about at one point, and you were saying how it's harder to find wigs these days because it's all about fashion. And you're
Yeah, everything's like so modern. Like wigs like are modern. They're for people who are who want to look good. And so they so it's hard to find wigs that that are like a weird person's real hair. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you, what I've ordered wigs like on Amazon for auditions and that good quality shit, you know, for cheap.
So yeah.
If you're looking for a wig, guys, Amazon.
Amazon? Great. They need our help right now.
They're struggling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Little guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
People are just going off in the comments here. I'm just going to thank you guys. Chassie and Amy, best friends, is hilarious. Love your chemistry. People are just complimenting over here.
That's, I'm getting, someone offered to make me a custom wig. Great.
Love that.
Great.
Do you have a nice comment over there on your end of TikTok?
A nice what? Comment nice section?
Comment section, yeah. Are people nice?
Everyone's being nice.
Good.
Only 3 people are being mean.
Well, we'll get
just
them
kidding.
It's cancel culture.
Great. Yeah.
Okay, so moving on to your show, your special. It's great. The full thing is on YouTube. If you haven't watched it, please watch it. It's beautiful. And when did you, first of all, gather your thoughts, Mackenzie. When did you, how long did it take you to produce that? Because it was all you, right, in your apartment?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How long did that take? And what did your process look like for creating that?
Well, I used to do a monthly live show at the Duplex in New York where I would do a new hour every month of sketches where it was just me on stage and a person off stage reading all the other parts into a microphone so that they didn't have to learn lines. And also I could keep making changes up until the last minute. So I did that for like 3 years. And then from that, I made a show that was sort of like the best, like I took my favorite things from all of that, like those years worth of material. And then that's sort of the show that I toured around. And like, I did that show then at Joe's Pub in New York. And then I did it in LA at Dynasty Typewriter. And then no one wanted to produce it as a real special. And I also didn't know how it would work as a special because it's just me alone on stage. And it's hard to like, the stakes, I don't know. It was just, I was like, yeah. So, but anyway, when COVID hit, I thought, oh, great, good. This is a really good thing for me because, I'm kidding.
But it did have, like, okay, it was horrible, but
yeah,
for creative people, it kind of a little bit was a little bit of a really sadistic blessing. You know what I mean?
For me, I was like, oh, this not being able to leave, like, is a good, bar, like a good, obstacle, like, if I make this and people know that I made it because I couldn't leave my apartment, it just makes more sense that way. And I wish it was like an actually well-produced, you know, I wish I had Bo Burnham's Netflix tech budget, but I didn't. I just had, you know, iMovie and my Android phone and microphone and ring light. I did order a couple other lights, but I didn't figure out what.
I think that those tech elements like added to it. Do you know?
Oh,
I mean?
Thanks. I would hope so. I hope it like, yeah. I just, yeah, I still need to return those lights that I bought. But I don't know how to use them. Yeah.
Oh, were they like special like LED lights? Like,
Yeah, and I use them one time, but then I don't understand how any of it works. But I just yeah, so that show, that special was the live show. It's called someone's asking. It's called Help I'm Stuck. And it's
Ooh, is
on YouTube.
it's so good. And you do a lot of like film noir. You love some like historical comedy
I
too.
love genre. I love genre.
You kill it. What was your
Thanks.
what kind of material like are you most drawn to? Because again, like you do a lot of like really twisted, really like dark comedy kind of stuff, but it's not like dark spooky, but just twisted. What are you most drawn to?
I actually just unsubscribed or whatever. I canceled my Netflix and my Hulu and my HBO Max. Because the only streaming service I watch is BritBox, because I only am interested in period dramas from the 70s.
Have you watched, this is really random, and it's not a comedy, but I just watched it last night. Have you watched X? Do you like scary movies?
No, I don't like scary movies. They make
Oh.
me too anxious. Same with
Yeah.
The Real Housewives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also don't watch The Real Housewives, but I feel like it's very trendy now and everyone's talking about it, so I'm like, should I? I don't know.
I wish I did. I miss my friends, to
Yeah.
quote Julio Torres. I it seems like fun. Like everyone, has fun talking about it, but it just stresses me out when people are fighting with each other.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
No, I know. I feel you. And I feel like somebody just said there was an energy shift. I think it's 'cause I was looking down. I was looking at my questions, guys.
Oh. God. Are they printed on a special card?
Yeah, I bought these on Canva. I'm trying to be professional,
What?
you know?
Okay.
This is a whole production. Are you based in New York or LA?
I live in New York, but right now I'm in LA.
Oh, okay. Okay. I think I'm gonna be moving to LA in February.
Well, good luck.
Yeah. I don't know. I did
I
stay
don't know.
years. I'm in the Hudson Valley now, but it's tricky. I don't know where I want to be. You know what I mean?
Wherever you go, there you are.
That's true. Okay, and I just wanted to know too, when how much of your work is scripted and how much is improvised?
Almost everything's scripted. I mean, yeah, no, everything is scripted. I'm not very good at improv. Yeah, I need like a minute to think about things.
Yeah.
If I improvise, I need like 2 minutes to think of something first.
Yeah. Did you ever do the
Yeah.
UCB or Groundlings or any?
No, I didn't realize that that was an option until after I was already
A successful professional.
too old. Too old.
You're not too old. You're never too old, baby.
I'm 71.
You don't look a day over 80, truly.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. So I guess to wrap up the questions, what, okay, but I guess you kind of already answered this because I was curious about that transition and if there was a transition from doing Help I'm Stuck online to transitioning it into your live show. But I guess you kind of were already doing a live show.
Yeah, it was live first, and then I just, oh, because nobody wanted to make it as a special, I was like, well, I love this material so much,
Yeah.
so I want it like recorded somewhere before I never do it again.
I want to see. Okay, I'm going to manifest because I really want to see a Netflix or like a Hulu or like some kind of special with that show. There's a
Well, yeah, we'll see. I don't have any ideas anymore, and now I don't want to.
Well,
But
okay then.
yeah.
Okay, so I do a little segment on my podcast because segments are king. We got to keep it organized. I do a little segment where I talk about three stories that are kind of happening right now in the world, things that are
Okay.
comedy news, whatever, and we'll just kind of talk about it a little bit, you know?
The queen? The queen?
Well, that's kind of an old story now.
It is?
Yeah.
I just found out 10 minutes ago.
Did you? Right as we were doing the podcast? Because that seems a little unprofessional.
Yeah. Someone was commenting saying, the queen's dead, the queen's dead. And that's how I found out.
Wait, what? Which queen are we talking?
I assume the queen of, I don't know. I can't improvise. I need 2 minutes and then I'll think of someone. I'll think of something.
The queen, I'll wait.
Okay. The queen's gambit. Fuck, no, that's bad. I'm sorry.
You can. This is quality. This is quality, everybody. Everyone that's
great.
Experiencing something that's never going to happen again, ever. So
thank God.
I know.
Because I'm embarrassing everyone.
I'm terrible. I don't know what I'm doing. So so on to the news segments, everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, there's... did you watch the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial at all?
No.
Okay, I did. Pretty heavily. I don't know why. I don't know what was wrong with me, but I was one of those people. And they're making it into a freaking movie already, okay? Tubi, I know you don't have, all you have is BritBox, but I don't have Tubi either. But Tubi just released the official trailer for the original movie, Hot Take, The Depp Heard Trial, a fictionalized retelling of this summer's defamation trial. Involving actors Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. I saw this today and I was like, are you kidding? They moved real fast on this. The
wow.
film is set to... premiere Friday. And,
Tubi, T-U-B-I.
T-U-B-I.
Oh, I thought there was a new streaming service, like the number 2 and the letter B. Well...
There should be. That can be where we produce special.
Okay.
And I'll place in an apartment in New York to be.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're so funny. I'm so funny. So people wanted to know who's going to play Amber. I don't know either of these actors, guys, so sorry. But Mark Hapka from Days of Our Lives is going to play Johnny Depp. And Megan Davis from Alone in the Dark as Amber Heard. I don't know.
Oh, Alone in the Dark.
Do you know?
I'm kidding. No.
So making it a movie, a scripted movie, and it's 2022, and this is the world we're living in, and I love it here.
Well, you can be in the sequel about the making of the movie.
It could be like the Disaster Artist kind of thing.
Yes, exactly.
Perfect. Okay, great. And I will play... I'll play the actress playing the actress playing Amber. And that'll be
it.
So yeah, really looking forward to that. September 30th, everybody. You know, I'm struggling lately to find stories that I care about. Because do you ever like look at the news and you're like, I don't really care about anything that's happening?
No, because I'm a deeply caring and feeling person.
Oh, I'm not. So it's just harder for me to...
Well, then I guess we're going to have to agree to disagree.
All right. I love you.
See, this is what it's all about. Just people with differing views coming together.
That's right.
Yeah.
Different people having different views
mm-hmm.
in different parts the of the
view.
World.
Yeah.
The view. And to be. To be on to be. Okay. Another show. Well, not another show is coming back. A show is coming back. The return of Inside Amy Schumer, guys. I don't. Are you an Amy Schumer fan? Do you like Amy Schumer?
We are. I'm working with her right now on something. So, yes.
Well, this is timely then. This is exciting.
It's timely.
Just to fixing my hair. Okay, so I'm really excited about this. Schumer recently announced the return of her Emmy and Peabody Award-winning series, which she has put on pause in 2016 because she didn't like that year. And I get it. It was the election, and she was like, I think I'm done. I think I'm not going to do this anymore. So with Trump being president, I was too depressed and didn't feel like I had anything helpful to say. Now speaking to Kimmel, the actress and the star of Hulu's Life and Beth, which I liked a lot, who is currently on her stand-up horror tour, said that she is inspired again. The result is 5 episodes that will roll out weekly with 2 installments and the first drop on October 20th. So, woo! We love a returning queen.
We'll see.
You're we'll see. And I know you're listening, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to be watching with heavy eyes.
Heavy eyes.
Heavy eyes.
What does that mean? You mean heavy hearts?
I don't know.
We don't know. Okay, sorry. Sorry I asked.
No, the thing about me is I really, most of the time, I don't know what's coming out of my mouth.
Great.
So.
Perfect.
If you're sitting there, guys, thinking like, is she okay? The answer is no. So. Anyway. Okay, so this is a bullshitter exclusive. And my producer, who's here right now next to me, slipped this on my desk right before shooting this episode tonight. So this is just an exciting little tidbit about the host, who I don't, you know. Okay, so due to a recent series of unfortunate events, and no, not the infamous book series, host of Bullshittery Podcast and Supernova, Mackenzie Barman, will be getting a facial and going to a spa for the very first time. And before you say anything, we know what you're thinking. How has the damsel with such perfect skin never gotten a facial before? Well, we asked. A source close to Mackenzie said she's just never gotten one, okay? So shut up. You heard it here first, folks. We'll report back next week with the update if she makes it out alive. Back to you, Cole.
Thank you very much. We are getting more information in right now. There are several people at the store. Sources close to the store are saying, I don't know. See, I can't, I can't improvise.
That was great.
No, it's stupid. I'm stupid. I hate it.
Guys, everyone settle down. Settle down. Okay.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm getting a facial for the very first time. And, you know.
Congratulations. Are you doing a GoFundMe or?
Yeah, I raised enough money.
Crowdsource?
I crowdsourced for the facial.
This is the time to do it. People would be really excited to donate to that, I think.
Yeah, and we need to really prioritize what we're spending our money on these days. And I really think that, like, prioritizing me and my skin is just where what we should be focusing on. You know what I mean? So,
yeah,
I have a nose, and that is what it's going to be facialed. And You heard it here first, guys. So, yeah.
Wow, that's the news.
That's the news. That's all the news of the week. I found nothing else that. So.
I'm happy. I'm comfortable with that.
Yeah, and So that was it. That was the news. That was the news. And the other little segment that I like to do on here. Is a little recommendation station. We like to talk about things that we're watching, things that you would recommend to people that you were like, that you're like, you need to watch this or you need to. It could be a BritBox
recommendation. I have been falling asleep recently to a podcast called The Fall of Civilizations. And it's on, you can listen to it on YouTube as well, where a man just talks gently about different civilizations and how they ended. Like, you know, the Romans, the Bronze Age, the collapse of the Bronze Age. I really recommend that. If you like Real Housewives, you will love to hear about the fall of the Bronze Age.
The fall. Okay. I'm more of like a true crime person, but you probably don't like true crime stuff, do you? Because you don't like spooky stuff.
I don't. It stresses me out.
Yeah.
It gets my anxiety. And I have acid reflux and then I'm up all night with heartburn. Forget it.
Day really bad, actually. And I never did heartburn, so I thought that I was dying.
Yeah. Had you had a burrito or something? Too much coffee? That can do it.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I hated it.
Guys, chime in what you think that she ate that probably gave her indigestion, heartburn.
So you're not going to like my recommendation, but that's okay because we're different people and we can have different ideas.
This is what the show's about. This is what this show's about. Yeah.
I just watched Dahmer and I really liked it a lot. And I think you guys should watch it. Excuse me, I have to burp. Okay. I really liked it a lot. And I do you. You're not an Evan Peters person, are you?
Or Evan Who's that? What is he? He's on American Horror Story?
Yeah, he's just like on all the seasons of it.
I'll put that on my list.
Put it on your list. You know, it's spooky. You might not. No, somebody said, oh, not Dahmer. The victims' families aren't happy. No, I totally get that. I agree. That it was they told the story like in a way that was kind of it humanized him a little too much, I think. But I will say the performances were worth watching. I think, not to be controversial, but
sounds like you're being really controversial.
I'm never going to be able to make anything again.
I think you should have recommended a podcast about the fall of the Bronze Age.
What was the Bronze Age again?
Exactly.
And that's my
exactly.
Problem. I don't.
That's your problem.
You know history. I'm jealous about that.
I don't know history, but because I listen to it to fall asleep, so I know the beginnings of history, but I don't know the ends of history. Ah.
We're still living through history right now. Nobody knows the end.
Well, we'll see. Sorry, I'm reading comments.
Yeah, no, you can read comments. Does anybody have any questions too for Cole? If you have a question.
Yeah. For those of you just tuning in, I'm on Mackenzie Barman's podcast, Bullshittery. And please follow her and unfollow me as I'm a nihilist and I want everything in my life to implode.
Yeah.
Cole, are you Cole? Yes.
Cole, are you Cole? That was an easy question.
Yes.
10 out of 10.
Thank you for making it. Thank you.
That was great. Oh, somebody said it was too slow. It was too slow. But I liked it.
Oh, I thought you said my answer was too slow.
Oh, no. Your answer was perfectly timed.
Thank you. Am I working with Amy Sedaris on anything new? Not right now, but you never know. I'm producing a self-producing a Western special that I'm filming in December.
That's fun.
That I'll just put out on YouTube for free. Yeah.
You're so generous for doing that.
Well, yeah. No one else wants it. No one wants to pay me to make them. And I'd just rather people see it. If I'm going to make something, I want people to watch it. I don't want it to be on, like, you know, a streaming service that only 3 people have, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, how do you, what would you, and we can wrap up in a minute, because I know it's we're going on to an hour. But what, yeah, how do you feel about that? So, like, you have a creative idea. If nobody wants to pick it up, do you just say, fuck it, I'm going to do it anyway and just do it? Or do you ever like hold on to anything and you're like, no, this I need to wait for something big?
I feel like I have to just make it or else I'll be really resentful. And also I'll get really jealous, and I don't like feeling jealous. It makes me feel so gross and icky. That's the reason I'm making this Western, is because I was getting jealous of some of my friends, and I was like, oh, well, then why don't I just make the thing that I want to make?
Yeah.
So I'm putting, you know, yeah.
Wait,
my own money into it.
Is it like, how, what is the production like? So it's not just going to be.
I don't know yet. No, well, it's going to be like an actual, we're going to build sets and stuff. So we'll see. We'll see. Where do I find inspiration? All around me. No, mostly from BritBox, from watching BritBox.
You know, my friend from England, Katie, shout out to Katie. She's the one I'm getting the facial with. She is from England. She's from Derbyshire. And she has BritBox. And she recommends shows to me constantly. And I need to get BritBox because, seriously, English actors are just better. And that's just the truth. So, and I wanted to, because I asked, like, everybody this. And I never asked you about this because you mentioned, like, getting jealous of friends and stuff, which I totally feel that. Do you deal with imposter syndrome? Is that, like, a thing? And if you do, how do you kind of cope with that?
I don't know what that means. I don't really understand what imposter syndrome means, I don't think. Like, oh, God, I shouldn't be here. Like, they're going to find out I don't. I mean, I don't know. No, I guess not. But I do get jealous, and I am like, oh, God, I'll never get my own special or my own show because, like, there's something broken in me. But then I think, well, I can just make it. I don't need to wait for, like, a big corporate stamp of approval that says, this is what you need to watch. Because the other thing is, like, I don't really like what's on a lot of the shows. So why do I want their approval? You know, I guess I just want their money.
Yeah. So, just give us money. Yeah. Guys. Give us money. We don't need you for anything else, you know?
Right.
And just, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I won't make you improvise anymore. I know that you hate it, so I'm not going to do it.
Thank you. But I'm just weak. I just can't do it.
That was a deep.
Yeah.
Everybody breathe with us, okay? Somebody said hello. Hello, Dex. Cole, I just wanted to thank you again for saying yes to hanging out with me for an hour. I know your time is precious. You have, like, so many.
It's not precious. It's not precious. But I appreciate you wanting to talk with me. And, you know, I want to apologize to your followers that I'm such a wet rag.
No.
In real life. No, shut up. I am. And you're so effervescent and nice and such a people person. And I'm a wet blanket. That's the saying, not a wet rag. Time is fleeting, someone says. Thank you. That's very true.
I think I like wet rag, though. I think that we should make that. No, I know. I'm a lot. And I try to match energy, but I think I'm just like a lot, like as a person, you know?
And I'm not enough.
You're more than enough.
Thank you.
No, truly, I am a massive fan. And, you know, I'm going to work with you someday. So we'll just, you know, when the time comes,
I'll see you on set.
That's right.
Yeah.
And guys, yeah. Facials and wet rags. That's right, Justin. Dark. And the dark web, you know? Whatever. Cole, thank you so much. Do you have any words of wisdom for folks trying to do this thing?
No. Get over it. Get over yourselves.
Yeah. Quit while you're
at Wait, I just want to apologize to the person that asked where I get inspiration from, because then they said, oh, I thought you would answer that seriously. But I was serious. I promise. I love you. Okay.
What's about us is we're jokesters. We're jokesters and thieves of joy. So if you ask us a question, we're going to not, you know? Okay, but anyway, I'm going to let you go because I know you have to go. So thank you so much again for being here. And guys, this episode will be everywhere tomorrow. So you can listen to it and watch it all over again. And you can
start everywhere.
Thing. Bless you and bless your whole family. Cole, thank you.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.